A top US commander says Iran's nuclear facilities can be bombed based on contingency plans Washington has developed. Head of the US Central Command, General David Petraeus, says the US military has considered the impacts of any action. The threat comes just after the chairman of the US Joint Chiefs of Staff warned against any military strike on Iran. Admiral Mike Mullen said on Friday that an attack on the Islamic Republic could be very destabilizing. The United States and its allies accused Tehran of pursuing nuclear weapons. Iran, a signatory to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, insists its nuclear activities are all for civilian purposes. Let's discuss our top story with international lawyer Franklin Lamb joining us from Beirut. Many thanks for being with us. From the viewpoint of international law, is a country allowed to talk about bombing another country? And if not, can any legal action be taken at the international level?
Well, interesting point you raise. Absolutely, it's prohibited under the United Nations Charter, specifically Article 2.4, to engage in force or threats of force against a member of the United Nations. So I'm certain that the Iranian ambassador at the United Nations is going to bring a complaint before the Security Council or the General Assembly. This is the kind of thing that Israel does regularly against Lebanon and against Iran, and it's a violation of international law and of the United Nations Charter and its obligations.
Let's just talk about, of course, the politics here as well.
Yes.
How can we take these comments? Because almost every day we hear something different coming out from a top US official.
Yeah.
One day, the president talking of dialogue. Another day, a top US military commander is talking about hitting the nuclear facilities. Another day, another top US military official says, well, no, there'll be complete instability in the region, if anything is done about Iran militarily. So how can we take all of these different comments in terms of the political arena?
Yeah, I think, and I've talked with colleagues about this in Washington, I think all this shows is that the policy of the Obama administration is in chaos, that there's a turf war going on between Mullen, between the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and Gates at the Pentagon. One says this, he gets criticized, and the other one goes to the other side. There is a fact that the Pentagon is trying to rush 200 new bombs. You heard about it, the so-called MOP, which is exactly 10 times larger, with 30,000 pounds of TNT, 10 times larger than the current largest bomb in the inventory of the Pentagon. And by March, they say, they expect delivery. So the threat to Iran is, and also to appease the Israelis, who want 50 of these 200 bombs, that they're a special bomb that can go down something like 200 meters and go through hardened steel, this sort of thing. Obviously, a very powerful weapon. Now, if Petraeus is bragging or threatening with this bomb, that energizes parts of the Pentagon and of course the weapons manufacturers and the Israel lobby and the rest. But I think this statement today is a turf war and trying to put a new face on the chaos that's going on within the administration, because Obama is not so sure, and he's pressing these guys. It says, we're not going to wait forever with this thing in Iraq, or we're going to speed up our withdrawal. And the same with Afghanistan. These guys are hawks. I don't think Obama in his heart is a hawk. He's being terrorized by the Israel lobby on a number of issues. And after the Christmas thing.
But he does talk about the dual-track strategy, as it's called now. There's rarely a speech that Barack Obama makes without mentioning Iran, whether it be his peace prize announcement, his talk in Egypt, talking to the Muslim world. He might not be a hawk, as you call it, but he's mentioning Iran all the time. He's mentioning that Iran is a threat to global security all the time. What's the difference between carrot and sticks and the dual track and when it comes to Iran, the last 30 years, if it's shown anything, is that this kind of talk doesn't get Iran to the table. So if there needs to be a real reassessment of strategy by the United States, has that at all taken place in the Barack Obama administration?
I think you're perfectly right. I don't think it's really aimed at Iran. I mean, the Americans know the Iranians are far, far more sophisticated than to go for that. And Obama knows that the Americans have no real options in this case. What the Americans are trying to do is control Israel, to assuage Israel, to satisfy the hawks and keep the lid on the public opinion. But I don't think there's a huge secret that we have any real options there. Iran is going to go forward. We're not going to stop them. I don't think there's going to be sanctions. Hopefully there will be more dialogue and something will work out. The danger remains not Iran. It remains from Israel. And if they do something crazy and attack, well, then it's all over. And I'm told that the concern of the American administration is not the nuclear capacity of Iran, is how to keep their hand on the nuclear trigger of the Israelis, who are increasingly in trouble. And it's not, inconceivable that somebody there might go with a nuclear device or start a war that they won't have to fight, they think, and that the Americans will bail them out. The danger is in Israel for the Obama administration.
Yeah.
But these kind of threats, I don't think they impress anybody.
Okay, many thanks there. Franklin Lam, international lawyer, joining us there from Beirut.